As you have no doubt noted, perhaps wondering what's going on, the order of Mass today is different. Today we celebrate the Emperor Wednesday in September. Four times a year, there are 3 days in which the Church does extra prayers, extra penance. And today is one of them. Today, Friday, and Saturday of this week of September. And the reason for this, it goes back to the Apostles. Now, for those who were born or raised in the post-Vatican II era, this is like a big question mark. What is this? Why are we doing all this? But it goes back to the times of the Apostles. It is this era that is messed up, not before. So anyway, these were days that were separated by the Apostles at the end of the first century and the successors of St. Peter and so forth to pray for vocations and to pray for the ordinations of those who were soon to be ordained. And it's four times a year, and this is one of them. And of course, there are extra readings and extra kneeling and extra prayers, and for those who wish to do so, it is not the discipline of the Church per se, but it is a traditional discipline that on this day we fast and we eat no meat. And so that, of course, is up to each individual. It is no longer something that is absolutely required. But it is possible, and definitely it is important to do some penance. And so we prepare and we pray for the ordination of those who are going to be ordained in the next few months to the subdiaconate, the diaconate, and the priesthood, and some consecrated to the bishopric. Of course, we see this week that both our neighboring archdioceses, the Archdiocese of Mobile and the Archdiocese of New Orleans, have new archbishops. And so we pray and beseech Almighty God that they will be bishops according to the mind of Christ and not the mind of the world. In addition, of course, today we have a very beautiful and special feast day, which a lot of people don't even realize it, but it is a feast day that in many places, especially in all the Spanish lands, is celebrated, but it's also in the Missal. It is a commemoration of Our Lady of Ransom, also known as Our Lady of Mercy, Mercedes. And so if you know anybody named Mercy, Mercedes, this is their feast day. The Blessed Mother appeared to St. Raymond Peñafort, the Dominican, the patron saint of canon lawyers, and to St. Peter Nolasco in the area of Barcelona at the beginning of the 13th century, and asked for them with the king to found a new order, an order dedicated to Our Lady of Mercy. And the principal reason for this order was to be the ransom of all the Catholics throughout the Mediterranean who were being taken prisoner and kidnapped by the Muslims and taken to northern Africa, where they would then be sold in slavery, some of them to horrible slavery that we don't really want to go into right now. But it is a very important feast that Our Lady, and it manifests the fact that Our Lady cares for her children on earth. And of course, our Lord who sends her cares for his children on earth. So the order of Our Lady of Ransom, or Our Lady of Mercy, the Mercedarians, as they are called in English, was established. Later on, one of my patron saints, St. Raymond Nonnatus, was to join the others, and of course the order grew and grew and grew, and St. Raymond himself was to be taken captive. They had a fourth vow, which meant that if you ran out of money, and they would preach all over Spain and France and so forth, asking for money to liberate the captives, to ransom them. And when they ran out of money, they were supposed to turn themselves in as a ransom, until they themselves, in turn, were ransomed. Well, St. Raymond Nonnatus was a feast which was celebrated at the end of August, turned himself in, and of course he would draw a great price because he was a member of the governing body of the order, and they knew it. And in the meantime, as he was thrown into the dungeons, he began to preach. And he preached and he preached and he preached, and many Muslims were converted. So much so that the Sultan, or whatever he was there, commanded that his lips should be pierced and a padlock placed that would only be open once a day for meals. And the rest of the time, he could not speak. He could not preach the gospel to these Muslims, and the many of which were converted. So today, we give thanks to God for this great show of His mercy through Our Lady of Mercy, Our Lady of Ransom. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.